Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing our studies in the first chapter of Maseches Erevin. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. We were previously discussing the beam that needs to be spread across the opening of a mavoy, of an alleyway, in order to enable people to carry there on Shabbos. So we discussed the width of the beam. Now we're going to go into some further details. So Mishnah Hay says, Haisa shel kash or shel kanim, if the beam was made of straw or of reeds, roen oso ki'ilahi shel matekes, we consider it as if it were made of metal. So if it's made of something weak and flimsy, then we consider it like it's something strong and permanent. Now this may seem to be a contradiction to the final halacha that we said in the Bar Nuri yesterday, which is that it does have to be strong enough to support a block. You'll see when we get to today's Bar Nuri. Akuma, ronosoki iluhu pshuta. If it's bent, then we consider it as if it were straight. Agula, ronosoki iluhi merubas. If it's round, like a pipe, then we consider it as if it were squared, like a plank. Kol sheyesh behakefo shlosha tvachim. Anything that has in its circumference three tvachim, yeshbo rochav tefach, would have the width of a tefach. So let's look in the Bart Nuro. Haisa shel kash o shel kinim. If it was made of straw or of reeds, Rabbi Yehuda ka amar la. This is according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Veleis hilchasa kavaise. So Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah said that it has to be wide enough to support a brick, but it doesn't have to be strong enough to support the weight of a brick. So this opinion that we would consider a straw beam as if it were a metal beam, that's Rabbi Yehuda. This part of the Mishnah is not in accordance with the final halacha, but the rest is, and let us see. Akuma, if it were bent, she'ein ariach yachol lenuach aleha. So a brick or a block would not be able to rest on it because it's bent. V'chein agula ein ariach noachba. And similarly, if it's round, like a pipe, it would not be able to rest on it. Im yesh behakifa, if it has in its circumference, klomar. Ve'ezuhi midas ha'agula lahakshir. What is the size of a round pipe, round beam that we could consider it's good? Kol sheyesh behakifa shlosha tvachim. Anything that's three-fifths in circumference. So you can wrap a string of three tefachim's length around it. So that's how you would measure such a thing. Then you know that if you were to cut the plank out of it, you would have a tefach's worth in its length. And then it goes on to discuss from the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the vessels that Shlomo made that had a perimeter that was 30 amos, and it had a width that was 10 amos. And of course, we know from pi, these measurements are not exact. They're rounded, but they are sufficient for our purposes. Mishnah Vav. L'chayayin she'amru. What about the vertical posts that they discussed? Remember that we said we either need a lechi or a korah, or in some cases a lechi and a korah. So the lechi is a vertical post that was placed by the entranceway. Gavhan asara tvachim. They have to be 10 tvachim tall. V'rachban ba'avyan kol shehu. But their width and their breadth can be any amount whatsoever. Rabbi Yossi Omer, rachban shlosha tvachim. Rabbi Yossi says they have to have a width of 3 tvachim. Back in the Bart Nuro. Lechiim she'amru, the lechis that they discussed. Lechiim she'nechu ba Rabbi Eliezer v'chachamim, the lechis, the vertical posts that Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim disagreed about. To the Rabbi Eliezer, tarte be'inan ula rabbanan chada. The Rabbi Eliezer said you need two, and the rabbanan said you only need one. Zehu she'yaran. So this is the measure of those lechis that they were discussing. Gavhan asara tvachim, they have to be 10 handbreadths tall. Kishir gova hamabwe. That's the height of a mabwe. De'en gavo pachos ma'asara tfachim. Because a mabwe can't be less than 10 tfachim tall. Vafilu haya hamabwe gavoa harbe. Even if this particular mabwe that we're trying to fix up for Shabbos is much taller than that, dayu balechi gavoa asara tfachim. It's sufficient to fix it up with a lechi that is 10 tfachim tall. So The reason the lechi has to be 10 tefachim tall is because that's the minimum size of a maboy. That's the minimum height that this alleyway can be. But even if this alleyway is much, much taller, doesn't matter. This lechi is sufficient. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rachman Shlosha. Rabbi Yossi says the width has to be 3 hand breadths. The boy davar chashuv b'mechitza, because he feels that you need something significant when it comes to making a partition. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, but the halacha in the final analysis does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. That is Mishnayos He and Vav. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue with Mishnayos Zayin and Ches.